We have a flash flood warning that's in effect right now. It's a WRAL weather alert day. I'll show you where the rain is heaviest and what you should watch out for heading out the door.
Yeah, and this is what we're talking about. The WRAL storm tracker is showing us how that rain will affect your commute. This is a live look at I-40 West heading toward Cary. Anthony Baglione has what you need to know about traffic before you head out the door.
Also, the search is growing for a 3-year-old North Carolina girl at the center of an Amber Alert. Who police think she could be with right now?
Getting ready for back to school shopping? Well, thousands of kids' items are on sale today at the Kids Exchange Consignment Sale. And coming up, I'll show you the best deals.
And Hollywood is now officially on strike, with actors joining writers on the picket line. We're looking at what it means for your favorite TV shows and movies. A lot of news and weather to get to start your Friday morning. Thanks for joining us. I'm Michelle McConaughey.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. Great to have you along. Things just escalated pretty quickly here. Elizabeth Gardner, the WRS Severe Weather Center. We're seeing this rain come down heavy in some areas. A lot of lightning out there as well.
Yeah, we just saw that on the storm tracker. And we're going to see storm tracker again coming up in just a few minutes. That really tells a good story of what's happening out there in a good bit of our viewing area. This is our flash flood warning, and it stretches all the way from Franklin County back down to Lee County. Very heavy rain with this. We've seen as much as 3 to 4 inches so far, and it's moving so slowly that it's likely to dump at least another 1 to 2 inches in these areas. Here's a look. We'll throw the radar down with it as well. And this flash flood warning is in effect, one of them until 8:30 and the other until 7:30. But you can see all this very heavy rain really moving through Wake County and down towards Sanford as well. So it's messy out there. We'll zoom in closely. Look at all the lightning with this too. From the southern part of Franklin County, from Lewisburg to Spring Hope, Rollsville, very heavy rain. You're about to see it moving into Zebulon and Knightdale. You can see that leading edge of that heaviest rain along the 540 corridor, even the northern part of 440, the Beltline, seeing some very heavy rain. Apex, Holly Springs, and then getting ready to push eastward. Boy, you can see that really heavy rain starting to push right here inside the Beltline in downtown Raleigh as well. So it's going to cause some messy conditions for the commute this morning, additional accidents, lots of water on the road, the potential for hydroplaning because it's coming down so heavily. But again, this is a look at the big picture. We had some heavier rain earlier this morning up in our northern counties, and that's where some of the heavy rainfall totals are showing up. We still have a flood advisory over here for parts of the counties to our east, Edgecombe County and Nash County. And then look at some of these rainfall totals, almost 4 inches here where this band of rain has been, and it's headed southward. We've seen 2 inches of rain now in the northern part of Wake County. I would expect to see at least 4 inches of rain there, probably in the next couple of hours. We have a flood watch for the rest of the day because we're going to see another round of thunderstorms later this afternoon and the chance of some wind damage with that level one risk for severe weather. So very messy morning for us. We'll continue to see some showers. Once we get to the afternoon, it's all going to shift down to the south from Goldsboro down to Clinton and Fayetteville. That's where you'll have the potential for some wind damage and some heavy rain there. And then on and off through the evening, more showers and thunderstorms. And we'll have a chance again on Sunday and Monday. There's just so much more moisture in the atmosphere right now that it's really able to squeeze a lot of it out. Our temperature is very warm this morning. We're in the 70s. We'll climb up to a high of 90 this afternoon. Anthony Baglione here with a look at what's happening out there on the roads. It is a mess.
It is certainly a mess out there, Elizabeth. We've had all this heavy rainfall coming down, and just in the past 5 minutes or so, we do have a crash that's now showing up. This is on 540 West. You see right between about Capitol Boulevard as you head back toward Wade Avenue or so. This is just to the north of the city of Raleigh, and they are calling that a serious crash at this point. So we'll continue to watch that here as we go throughout this morning. We do have the WRAL storm tracker, though, out on the roads. It has certainly been a mess out there. Look at how heavy that rainfall is coming down. If you are out driving this morning, please slow down. Leave a little bit of extra room between you and the car in front of you. It is certainly going to be a very messy morning commute. We will continue to watch this morning, plan for that heavy rainfall, and we will track it here going through the morning hours over the next little while.
And happening out in the WRAL Live Center, from the roadways to air travel, we want to make sure you have all the information you need this morning. We want to take a live look now at RDU International. You can see the rain also coming down that way. But courtesy of FlightAway, we wanted to check the numbers as well. Right now, they're only showing about 6 delayed flights at RDU International. 4 flights have been canceled already. The airlines most impacted: Endeavor, Delta, JetBlue, Frontier, United. So if those airlines sound familiar to you, definitely check the status of your flight as you head out to the airport this morning.
Always a good idea. Thanks, Ken. Breaking news. The search is growing for a three-year-old girl at the center of an Amber Alert that you might have seen on your phones. Police in Mint Hill, which is near Charlotte, issued the alert for this little girl, Adeline Hochstetler. Investigators say she was last seen by her father back on June 11th. They believe that she's with her mother, who has custody, but may be on the run because of pending court hearings over child custody. Police think that Adeline's mother may be driving a black 2019 Kia Optima with North Carolina tags FFF3959. She may be heading out of state to Delaware. If you have any information or if you see the car, call 911.
New this morning, the man and woman linked to the shooting of a SWAT officer are being held in jail on a $15 million bond. Robinson County Sheriff's Office shared these mugshots late last night of Kendall Deese and Tina Locklear. They're being held on that $15 million bond. As this started yesterday, deputies were serving a search warrant at a home on Evergreen Church Road, just outside of Pembroke. When they got inside the home, Deese began shooting. An investigator was hit and taken to the hospital, but is expected to survive. SWAT says they identified themselves before entering that home. Locklear was also arrested on drug charges.
Breaking news, Hollywood actors are now on the picket line, and that means big changes to the movies and TV shows that you watch. The Screen Actors Guild officially joined the writers on strike at 3 o'clock this morning after a vote yesterday. The walkouts by the two groups will stop production of all scripted film and TV shows in the U.S. This means fall TV lineups will be heavy with reality shows that are not affected by the strikes. And productions on streaming services like Netflix will be halted. Independent productions not covered by labor contracts will continue.
PNC Arena is getting some big upgrades. Centennial Authority is the group that runs the arena, and this morning they'll talk about a list of changes on the way. There are nearly 80 ideas on the table right now. Not all of them are going to happen. They include, though, repurposing the box office concourse and creating new access points for guests and performers. Today's meeting is at 9 a.m.
Only on WREL, Durham's police chief is sharing her view of the chaotic moments after a 5-year-old and a 15-year-old were shot last week. Chief Patrice Andrews sat down with WREL's Lena Tillette. She says her officers and the community are still coming to terms with the death of Chloe Fennell. The initial call to the home on North Guthrie Avenue was for an overdose. Chief Andrews says they learned Brian Lester, a relative of Chloe's, had shot at three children, hitting two of them. When she arrived at that scene, she says her officers were heartbroken.
I can't really describe what that feels like, just in your gut, in your heart. And so we get there, and my officers are running around, and you can just see on their faces, right? The heartbreak, but they still have a job to do.
Chief Andrews says there is still no clear motive in this case. Gun violence involving children is up this year in Durham.
Parents, here's a way to save this weekend if you're out shopping for your children. The Kids Exchange consignment sale is back in Raleigh and just in time for back to school. WRL's Kelsey Coffey joins us live from the state fairgrounds right now, swamped with some of those bargains. Kelsey?
Good morning. Yes, we're just a few weeks away from the first day of school, and the number one essential for the first day of school is, of course, a backpack. So I wanted to show you just how amazing these deals are. So this backpack is perfect for an elementary schooler, and look at that price tag. It's only $5, and those are the kind of deals that families are looking for this year. Back to school shopping is expected to decline for the first time in 9 years because families are pulling back due to inflation. So you can come out here today when doors open at 9 a.m. and check out this video that we have of shoppers yesterday. You can buy clothes, toys, baby items, furniture, and more, all at a discounted price. Grandma and longtime consignment sale shopper Cindy Day says her biggest piece of advice if you're shopping today is to get here early.
We get here crack of dawn in the morning and wait for the doors to open so we don't have to wait so long in line.
If you've heard about this event before, you may remember that you have to pay to enter for the earlier days, but today, tomorrow, and Sunday will all be free admission. You can come here for free, do some shopping for your kids before they head back to school, and doors will close today at 6 p.m. Kelsey Coffey, WRAL News, live in Raleigh.
Thanks, Kelsey. 10 minutes after 6 right now on your Friday. Something to think about before you crack open that next can of diet soda. A new warning about possible health risks inside each can.
And could tonight be the night someone finally wins the Mega Millions? The drawing has one of the biggest jackpots in the game's history.
And is a WRAL weather alert day for this line of heavy rain and thunderstorms that's moving through the Triangle area right now. We've seen as much as 4 inches of rain so far. It's going to make for a very messy commute. Stick with us as we walk you through it.
Stay safe with the latest WRAL weather alert day info. Get up to the minute weather and traffic conditions when you get in your car. In Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
It is 6:13 on this WRAL weather alert day. We have a flash flood warning in effect for a lot of our counties, including most of the Triangle area. Of course, flash flood warning means that flooding is happening or likely to happen very soon. You can see the outline of where these thunderstorms are, producing as much as 3 to 4 inches of rain already in the southern part of Granville County, and now that's starting to move across Wake County. One good thing that I'm noticing right now is it's starting to pick up speed. The faster this moves through, the less time it has to dump some of that heavy rain, so we may be looking at 2 to 3 inches around Wake County instead of that 3 to 4 inches that we saw just to the north. But still seeing some very heavy rain around Rollsville, moving into downtown Raleigh and stretching back toward Sanford. That will continue to move through. Here's the southern edge of that, really seeing some of that heavy rain in Holly Springs, moving toward Fuquay Varina and really pushing through downtown Raleigh right now. Here's a look at the big picture. We haven't seen as much rain down to the south and east yet, but it is coming your way. We're going to see that later on this afternoon. We have a flood advisory that's in effect over around Rocky Mount for 1 to 2 inches of rain. And you can see, again, southern part of Granville County, almost 4 inches of rain so far, and that's what's headed our way. We do have a flood watch in effect for the rest of the day for the potential for heavy rain and a level one risk for wind damage later on this afternoon.
And we talk about where we sit on the roads right now. We have one crash to make you aware of. This is I-540 westbound right around Falls of Neuse Road. Certainly been seeing some backups there. Those sensors are in the yellow. Not major backups, but certainly it's going to be slow going out there for some of us because of all this heavy rainfall. We do have the WRAL storm tracker out and about right now. Let's take a live look and see what they are seeing. Of course, the rain has been coming down. Windshield wipers going back and forth very fast. They are just west of the city of Raleigh near Hillsborough Street. We're going to continue to watch this here all morning long, but plan for that extra time here this morning. One crash, like I said, to talk about here on I-540 that we'll continue to watch.
Work is now full speed ahead to replace a cracked beam on this popular roller coaster at Carowinds. This is video that shows the repairs that are underway to the Fury 325 coaster. Engineers say after the broken support column is repaired, technicians will run a series of tests on it, and then a third-party company will also make its own assessment. The State Department of Labor has the final say on whether the Fury will be recertified for operation.
Birth control will soon be available over the counter, but we still don't know how much it's going to cost. The FDA just signed off on making the drug Opill available without a prescription. You'll most likely find it in stores and online by early next year. Experts say the cost will likely remain low since it's not covered by most health insurance. They say the pill is more effective at preventing pregnancy than condoms, spermicides, and other non-prescription methods.
If diet soda is your drink of choice, you will want to hear this. The World Health Organization's Cancer Agency says the sweetener aspartame is a possible cause of cancer. Now, aspartame is found in diet soda, sugar substitutes, a lot of other grocery items you'll find. It's now included in a WHO category along with more than 300 other possible cancer-causing agents, including aloe vera extract. It's important to know aspartame is not in the category which is proven to cause cancer, like smoking. It's not even considered a probable carcinogen. We should also note the FDA here in the U.S. does not agree that aspartame should be categorized as a possible carcinogen.
Well, there are plenty of chances for family fun during this hot weekend ahead of us. Here's a look at our best bets from WREL's Out and About. The town of Wake Forest Friday night on White. Series continues tonight. The Brick House Band will be playing live starting at 6 o'clock on White Street. There will also be plenty of food, drink, and dessert options available. Friday night on White happens on the second Friday of each month during the summer. And the Summer at the Station movie series kicks off tonight on Civic Plaza at Raleigh's Union Station. The feature presentation will be Disney Pixar's Coco. There will be food trucks, ice cream, and market vendors, as well as a bar for the parents. It's free. That gets started tonight at 6. And head out to Durham Central Park on Sunday for the NC Food Truck Rodeo. There will be more than 30 food trucks to choose from. But it's not just about the food. There will also be games, entertainment, bounce houses, and a water slide. It's all happening from 11 to 8 on Sunday. And to find out more about these events and others, go to WREL.com and search Out and About. I know there are some weather chances, rain chances for this weekend, so hopefully that can hold off.
Yeah, they're 100% right now, what's happening out there, because we're in a weather alert day right now. It didn't start that way, Elizabeth, but things have progressed into it.
And we started to see that really heavy rainfall in the southern part of Granville County. We've seen as much as 4 inches of rainfall up there. 4 inches of rainfall in a fairly short amount of time certainly can cause some flooding. We haven't heard of any incidents there, but you want to be especially careful traveling around in this area that's highlighted in green. This is where we have a flash flood warning. We don't see flash flood warnings around our area that often, but we've had this very slow moving band of rain and thunderstorms. It's now moving down into Wake County and Chatham County. You're going to see some of this to the south as well in Lee County. So again, flash flood warning that's in effect. We also have a flood advisory over here around parts of Nash and Edgecombe counties as well for maybe 1 to 2 inches of rainfall. Here's a look at our big picture. We had some very heavy rain in our northern counties overnight, and gradually that is shifting southward. It looks like it's beginning to pick up a little bit of speed. So even though we saw as much as 4 inches of rain in Granville County, it may end up being more like 2 to 3 inches as it continues to head down to the south. We'll zoom in and you can see where some of that heaviest rain is, from Wake Forest down toward Wendell, over towards Spring Hope, but getting into Nash County, right through Raleigh, Garner, Holly Springs, Apex, and moving through Fuquay Varina. So this continues to push down to the south. Some of that rain has lightened up a little bit up to the north. There's also been a lot of lightning with this as well. Here's a look at some of those rainfall totals. Again, 4 inches almost here in the southern part of Granville County. We're seeing some of those 3-inch totals now in the northern part of Wake County. And right around Raleigh, it's been about 0.5 inch so far, but it's only been raining for about 30 to 45 minutes. So we do have a weather alert day. The flood watch continues all day long. We've seen most of the heavy rain from Raleigh northward so far, but later this afternoon, it will affect our southern counties as well. We also have a level one risk for severe storms, and that's going to be from wind damage, and that may happen later on this afternoon. We take a look at Futurecast, and of course we have heavy rain over us now. By lunchtime, it shifts southward. So Goldsboro, down around Clinton, Fayetteville, Southern Pines, you're going to have a chance to see some of this very heavy rain, the potential for some flooding and some wind damage all through the afternoon. You can see that lasts up until around 5 or 6. After that, we'll continue to have some scattered showers and thunderstorms potentially through the evening. We'll see another chance on Saturday and again on Sunday. It's not likely to rain all weekend. It'll be afternoon and evening storms that we end up seeing. You can see some heavy rain in Apex. It's been raining in Chapel Hill, but it has stopped. Again, your turn in Goldsboro and Fayetteville will come a little bit later on today. Not only is it very busy out there for us right now in the tropics, we now have subtropical storm Don. That storm is moving north at 6 miles per hour, but it's going to sit out here in the Atlantic and just fizzle out over the next several days without affecting land. So we'll take a look at our 7-day forecast again. Today is a WREL weather alert day. We have the potential for flooding this morning and some strong thunderstorms through the afternoon. Our highs the next couple of days will be in the 90s with our chance for rain. And then we climb into the mid 90s getting into next week. Anthony, it's been so busy out there. We got Storm Tracker on the roads, and some of those pictures have been pretty intense.
It's amazing out there. Yeah, of course, to see the Storm Tracker, the rain coming down. So of course, traffic wise, weather wise, very, very busy here. Make sure to take it slow as you're headed out this morning. As of now here's where we sit across the city of Raleigh. So we're seeing about a 4-minute delay, US 1 south from Wake Forest, a slight delay there, I-87 south from Knightdale. No major backups, though, showing up here across the board. One crash, though, to talk about here. This is I-540 westbound right around Six Forks Road. Notice, though, those sensors are still relatively in the green. There could be some yellow, though, showing up as you get west, or pardon me, east of 540 there around Six Forks Road. We will continue to watch that, though. Just plan for some extra time this morning, and we'll have another update for you here in about 10 minutes.
Thanks, Anthony. All right, so the next time you might be trying to get a date, you could turn to artificial intelligence to get some help. There's a new app that could help you find just the right pickup line to land the love of your life.
Oh, boy. All right. And a rocket engine test goes wrong quickly. What the space agency in Japan says is responsible for this fiery scene. 60秒.
This What's Trending report, sponsored by Rugg & Home.
This morning in What's Trending, we are already seeing the effects of the Hollywood actors' strike.
Yes, we are. Some big stars walked off from a highly anticipated movie premiere. Director Christopher Nolan was left on a mostly empty stage at the premiere of Oppenheimer in London. He said the film stars left after their red carpet appearances to write their picket signs. Matt Damon, Robert Downey Jr., Emily Blunt, and Florence Pugh are among the stars who just left before the movie they were in even began.
Can you believe that? I mean, this is solidarity for
this
sure.
Is serious.
And Nolan was left out there on the stage and he said, listen, we're not going to avoid the obvious. I know you saw them on the red carpet, but they are gone. And Emily Blunt said, we want to be here to celebrate the movie, but if this thing goes through, which then it did, she said, we're going to walk off as a cast together.
And they did.
They
which
did.
Is crazy.
Tennis star Naomi Osaka is giving us a first look at her new baby with rapper Cordae. She shared a snap on Instagram featuring the little one in an adorable tennis-themed white onesie. Aww. What'd you expect? And the new mom made sure to crop her baby's face, and she also has not revealed the little girl's name.
But we can tell you her name because Cordae actually went on stage on Tuesday. He was performing in Canada, and he said, my daughter, Shy, that's her name, S-H-I, Shy. She was born a couple of days ago, and he dedicated his performance to her on stage. So he said that on Tuesday. She was born a couple of days ago, so probably, you know, late last week or maybe over the weekend she was born. And Shy, she's it's so cute. Love it. I love it.
Fitting.
Yes.
All right. Our news continues.
If you're getting ready for back to school shopping, there are thousands of items on sale today at the Kids Exchange consignment sale. Coming up, I'll show you the best deals.
And that rain is coming down. We have a flash flood warning in effect for Wake County and several surrounding counties. It's a WRL weather alert day. We'll have what you need to know as you're heading out the door.
Certainly plan some extra time for your morning commute. Take a look at this, the WRL storm tracker on I-40 in Raleigh. What a mess out there. Take your time. Anthony Baglione shows us the roads in this WRL weather alert day.